We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante, and before we get to our special guest, the winner of the Keystone Sports Network polo shirt from the Ask Greg segment is Jim from Dallas. So, Jim, we'll be getting in contact with you soon for the particulars to get your shirt off to you. All right, now to our guest. T. Frank Carr, co-host and producer of Sports Talk with Steve Jones and contributor for Blue White Illustrated. T. Frank, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been reading up on your analysis of the 2021 class as the commits are made for Blue White Illustrated. I've been reading them religiously, and that's what convinced me that I wanted to have you on here and get your take, because I'm sure our listeners, like all Penn State fans, they can't get enough about recruiting and finding out about these new players. And the one they're talking about most, and we'll start with him, of course, it's the quarterback, Christian Vaiu, who committed last week. He's a four-star out of Maryland by way of Canada. And it seems to be that a big part of that conversation is he's listed as a pro-style quarterback. Gee, are we going to get rid of the RPO for this quarterback? I'm sure you've heard that conversation also, right? You got to watch the tape. What did you see from him?
Well, first off, the idea that there's a difference between pro style and dual style quarterback in college or the NFL, honestly, is a bit laughable. When you have pro-style quarterbacks that are more mobile than mobile quarterbacks used to be. So that differentiation to me isn't really all that important. I think he operates from the pocket. So if that's what you want to call him, he's not a run-first guy. And if that means that forever Penn State is recruiting pro-style quarterbacks, to me, that's still how you win. That's still how you play football. So athleticism from a pro-style quarterback is absolutely a necessity. And, I think he's a good athlete. So if that matters to you from the idea, they're not getting rid of the RPO. They're not getting rid of any of the things that James Franklin believes in. This is just a guy who operates from the pocket and can take off and run if he needs to.
Well, the thing I've been trying to remind our audience is Sean Clifford, Will Levis, guess what they were listed as coming out of high school? Pro-style quarterbacks. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, and they were fully capable of running the RPO. I'm sure this guy will also. Again, you watched the tape. So did I. The first thing that impressed me the most was the very first play on the film where he escapes pressure, rolls out to his right, and on the run throws the ball about 50 yards in the air. What did you see from his tape that stood out to you?
I really think he has a good feel for, we'll start with the on the run stuff. He has a really good feel for where receivers are and how to get the ball to them on the run. I think that's an uncanny ability for somebody young to be able to scramble and keep their eyes downfield. Cause you see a lot of guys and even some of the recruits that Penn State has brought in a quarterback over the last couple of years where even when they break the pocket and they're going to run, their eyes immediately come down. I thought Velo did a really good job on tape. And again, you only see the highlights of not only did he, get away from something in the pocket, he kept his eyes downfield and made a play with his arm. As much as he can run the ball, he was able to do that stuff, which is really valuable. And that's where a lot of quarterbacks struggle. Even, guys that have been starting 2-3 years, as soon as they get pressure, they bail in the pocket and they're just running. They're not really looking downfield with a perception of what's going on. They just are looking for, either a throw or an easy running lane. And he seems to have a good feel for that right now as a junior heading into a senior year.
Well, you also used a phrase, and I highlighted it in my notes because it was one of the things that I used to express it. He was able to throw his receivers open. Tell us a little more about that comment.
So I think his best skill is accuracy, and that means putting the ball on not just the frame of the receiver, but putting it on the right side so they can catch the ball easily and run with the ball. And get yards after the catch. You can have guys that hit open receivers, but are they adding something to the play, or are they just hitting the guy that's open? His accuracy, whether it's back shoulder, whether it's hitting a deep ball, whether it's putting the ball on the proper shoulder, going to the sideline, he seems to be able to place the ball where he wants to. And to me, after decision making, accuracy is the most important thing at the quarterback position. So if you've got those things and you're a young guy and he's tall and he's got a good frame, I think some of the other things are going to come along. But from the building blocks of what makes a good quarterback, Sean Clifford's best abilities are his accuracy. Now, when he's injured and when things aren't going well, you can see those affected. But his best skill, especially when we saw him early on, his ability to put the ball where he wants to in a crowd. And I think Velo has that as well.
All right. First of all, you're pronouncing it Velo. I've been saying Vayu. Are we both guessing, or do you know more than I do?
Well, he's French. He's from French. You mentioned he's from Canada. Both his parents speak French, so I'm going with the French pronunciation. Although, to be honest with you, I'm also guessing. So I think it's Christian Velo. I was hoping I was right this whole time.
Well, I'll tell you what. My pronunciation of IU, I stole from our colleague Dustin Hawkinsmith. So that's my out in case I'm wrong. I'll blame Dusty for that.
I'll blame him too. How about that? We'll both blame him.
Perfect. That is one of Dustin's strongest skill sets, is he's able to shoulder the blame. He's able to take it. So we also have another guy, Andy Shea. He's real good at it also. So you always need a whipping boy among your group. But
yeah,
not everything was perfect with, I'm just going to say, with Christian. You did have the negative about his build yet. He's still pretty thin, not too much weight on his frame yet, right?
Yeah, and that is, I think, to be expected from a guy who's a junior in high school and is kind of just, over the last couple of years, transferred from Canisius in northwest New York State, up near Buffalo, down to a higher program in Maryland. He's kind of had a long, winding journey, and I think a strength and conditioning program will help everything. He doesn't have the strongest arm in the world right now. I think he's more placing the ball than throwing it. And as much as I think at times arm strength is overrated, it is important. Like, you do need to have arm strength to be a complete quarterback. And that's where I think that lower body strength, especially in the legs and kind of the extremities, that's where players tend to fill out later. He's in those areas. And just from, his basic build, I think he's got a good frame and he can fill out, and that increases everything. You know, when you're stronger, you are, literally bigger, faster, stronger, and all those things get better. So when you're looking at his individual skills, if you add that Dwight Gault magic on top, I think you've got a very good athlete. And, we've seen the progression that guys like him have made in the system. So that's something that you would expect out of a young guy, and I think is easily going to improve over time.
Coaching can't help or change the 6'4", but it could do something about the 195 pounds. And Dwight Gault has shown he can do that quite a bit. Now, changing topics a little bit here, you and I were having a little discussion off air about the defensive backs that Penn State has brought in the last couple weeks, and they've brought in four of them, and I'm considering Zaki Wheatley a defensive back, since that's what he has said himself. The coaches are looking at him as being. And one of the things that you said you've noticed this year especially, but also over the last couple years, is the ball skills that these defensive backs have that they're recruiting. You want to tell us a little bit more about that, what you've seen on the film from these guys?
So I think there have been athletes in the secondary here and there that have had good ball skills. I mean, we've seen Amani Oruwariye had great ball skills. But this is the first time I think that there has been a class that together, not only do they all play individual positions, they all each have ball skills. Zaki Wheatley, to me, I was surprised. I felt like he was a little under-recruited when I was looking at his list of schools, because he's a really fluid athlete. And, you know, I thought, why isn't he a receiver candidate? Because this guy has a catch radius on him that is super impressive. He might not be the highest end athlete, but he's still very, very good. Kalen King is another guy who I think might have the highest ceiling of these three defenders because he plays that corner position. He's got the ability to be a complete corner from the size, length, ball skills, all that stuff. And Jalen Reed is a really good complement to those guys, where if Wheatley is a free safety, Reed plays linebacker right now. Like, it was a bit of a projection looking at his skills on film, but he's 6'1", 90, flies around the field and has insane ball production. He has 119 tackles. I think it was 6 forced fumbles. It's always a tough time when you want to compare him to somebody. He reminds me of, I'm even hesitant to say it. There's a bit of Troy Polamalu the way he plays football. And I don't mean that he's that good. I mean, he has the ability and he has the nose for the football, and the way he closes on stuff reminds me of that particular skill. So I think there's three guys with three individual skills that all fit really well together.
Well, and you know, when you come back on, I'm going to introduce you as the guy who said he's the next Polamalu. So just so you know.
Oh, yeah. I love we live in the age where that's going to be the next headline. And it's like, oh, boy.
that's the soundbite. And real quickly, the most recent recruit, Rodney McGraw, I've got just less than a minute to go. Could you give us the quick synopsis on what you saw from him?
He is very raw, but also very, very, very big. I think upside and ceiling are the name or the buzzwords you're going to get around him, because he's got the frame for it. I would pump the brakes on him being a 6'5", 260-pound defensive end. I think there is some question of how much weight he can add, but as far as quick twitch fundamentals, all that stuff, I think he's a very good prospect to mold and kind of a high upside with all these guys that are very good already on film.
Well, I'll tell you what, he has that length, and that seems to be something that Penn State is looking for on their defensive players. I'll tell you what, T. Frank, this went way too fast. We're going to have to get you on again. Boy, thank you so much for coming on. That's it for our show for today. Please join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.